40 Days of Promise, Praying for Results. James 5:16 says, "The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Ask people if they pray, and the vast majority will say yes. People believe in prayer, and yet, if you ask why or for what, many will have a blank stare. Many, even Christians, don't realize the importance and power that's available through prayer. And many Christians admit, when surveyed anonymously, that they've never had any prayers answered. So, what's the disconnect? Why do we believe in prayer and yet not see much happen? Or a better question, perhaps, what's the key to power and results in prayer? Perhaps another translation of James 5:16 will help, which says, "The prayer of a person living right with God is something powerful to be reckoned with," unquote. We tend to skim over that righteous person, or at the other translation which says person living right with God, we tend to skip over that part of the verse and then focus on earnest and getting wonderful results. You see, most promises in God's word are conditional. God will do such and such if we do such and such. I remember the first time our teacher in Sunday school told us that God is not a vending machine. That made sense to us fifth graders, but it was also a bit disappointing. Later, as I grew up, got married, and we started having children, I understood more deeply. Children often, because they are children, ask for things that are not appropriate or good for them. And we often do the same with God. But, as we mature in the Lord and live more and more like Jesus, it opens doors to God in prayer where we can start seeing wonderful results. My prayer, Lord, help me to mature in you. Help me to become more like Jesus, and then to be able to pray with confidence and power. For your glory, amen.